It's a tall, spine tall. All of the cultural asanas, which we call, ones we were practicing, they prepare for the meditative posture. So the body can be more still, comfortable, not restless. And it can be more attentive, present. As we do the practice, you could also be with the breath to help to stay present. So as we continue our Panchakosha Viveka meditation, some points that are helpful also is, as a conscious being, awareness. The conscious being, that which is aware of something, is going to always be one. One is aware. The observer, the experiencer, just like I have multiple senses, two eyes, but there's one vision, one sight. Two ears, but one sense of hearing. So one is aware of multiple. Another thing, that which is aware isn't affected by that which it's aware of, the instrument. So whatever you see, the sight is the same, doesn't matter what you see. Whatever I hear, hearing is the same. So this is necessary for how we're going to observe today. So when I observe Annamaya Kosha, my physical body, then the physical body, as we said, is subject, something I observe. Now the physical body is changing all the time. You can feel its sensations changing, and you know it's changing. I grow, and the body changes. One day heavier, one day lighter. Over time I can see how the body changed. We said as observer, consciousness, something not changing, and single, one. And the body isn't one thing, amalgamate of parts, of organs. So much so nowadays you can even have a spare part, put in a new one. So this way we say body then, Annamaya Kosha, physical body, changes, and it's not just one thing. So we say this isn't consciousness, not Atma. Pranamaya Kosha, energy. Energy is constant change, every moment change. Behind the physiological functions is prana, energy, to make the physical move, change. Energies are multiple. I have digestion energy, breathing energy, circulation energy, chemical, kinetic movement, electric, my nervous system, so multiple. So changing and multiple, so not Atma. Because I'm always one. I always am the same person, and anytime I think of myself, same person, that's one, same one. One thing and not changing. Manomaya Kosha, my thoughts, my emotions, every moment changing. I do some yoga meditation for a few moments, maybe not. But always changing, always multiple. Many thoughts, many emotions. Some of the time one, but that's the exception to the case. So I'm always the one person, one being. The mind changing and multiple, many. my intellect, my rational thinking. Interesting thing, I am always there. Intellect not always there. When I'm in deep sleep, I wake up and I say, oh, I had a deep sleep. But the intellect wasn't there. It wasn't separating things. I was just quiet. For some of the time you meditate, for some of the time mind is quiet. Intellect isn't there, analyzing, separating things. So I am, as awareness, I'm always there. Intellect not always there, so it can't be me, because I'm always there. So I is not vijnanamaya kosha, intellect. My anandamaya kosha, when I'm happy, joyful because of something, this is reflection in anandamaya kosha. I identify with it. I see something I like, there's some joy. I possess what I like, more joy. I experience that which I like, that I wanted, even more joy. So the level of joy changes. Level of happiness changes. So meaning, it's not something that's the same, it's changing. We said the consciousness, I, is not changing. Because I, as Atma, I'm always the same one. Anytime I remember any experience, it's still I, same one. It didn't change. And one thing, not multiple. So I, the one, the not changing, is not the body, which is constantly changing, which is many parts. The Atma is not pranamaya kosha, energy, constant change, manifests in different ways. I is not the manomaya kosha, the mind, many thoughts, emotions, constantly changing. I'm not changing. I'm not the vijnanamaya kosha, the intellect. I am always there. Intellect sometimes not there, like deep sleep or meditation. And I'm not anandamaya kosha, experiential joy. Experiential joy, happiness, has gradations and change. I is not subject to gradation or change. Because I am always one and the same. So as a conscious being, I always one, always the same.
Shanti Shanti.